Hi there, guys, and welcome to Sipping Tuesdays. I'm your host, Eleni Janice, and you're now tuning in to part two of Life After Postpartum. As most of you know, I am a mother of four. I have two businesses, and I am officially now a photographer. So yay, shout out to Bae for that. He got me that for Valentine's. He's got me like the coolest camera. And it's awesome because, you know, it's awesome to feel appreciated, and it's awesome to understand that my husband really believes in me. He really believes in my talent, and he motivates me every day by reminding me how awesome I am. And honestly, you really need that kind of people in your life. So I'm very thankful for him. I'm thankful for my experiences that helped me get close to him, and also bringing me to him, you know. So that's enough about him though. So anyway, on the last episode, I discussed life after postpartum and the importance of identifying and detecting PPD, which stands for postpartum depression. And the reason why I chose to talk about that was because I really wanted to share with the world this important disease that is out there, you know, because a lot of people don't realize everything that a woman has to go through physically and emotionally. So this really can tear up a woman alive, you know, to the point where she can't even connect with her baby. She can't even connect with the people that she loves anymore. And she can't even connect to the things that she enjoyed doing once. So that's why I chose to talk about that. And on today's episode, I obviously kind of want to still talk about life after postpartum. But I also want to talk about how important it is to understand your energy levels and how to cultivate and attract higher and better vibrations to your life so that you can match the frequency waves that are aligned to your purpose. And, you know, that's why, like I said, I decided to do a part two because, you know, going through my own emotions and my own symptoms and coming to, like, you know, understanding why I was feeling the way that I felt was, you know, it made me realize, like, everything really began with my mind. Everything begins with your thoughts. So that is the number one point of today, that your mind is power. What you give power to has power over you. So for example, let me go back to the past. Actually, let me take a sip on this. When I was a child, my father walked out of my life. Both of them, because I had my real father and I had my stepfather. And, you know, to me, that hurt me, but I don't think that I really allowed myself to embrace what happened, because obviously I was a child. I didn't know even how to do that. But it obviously shaped me into being or becoming who I was for so many years. I was very angry. I was very angry all the time with people and the things around me because I felt alone. I felt like no one understood what I was going through. But obviously this is a feeling, an emotion that I was feeling because of my negative thoughts, you know, because of the negative things that I was putting into my heart or putting into my mind, or the negative things that stayed in my life or in my heart began to grow. That is why it's so important for you to plant good and positive seeds into your life, because they grow. And like plants, us humans, we exchange energies like plants do. Like everything else in this earth, everything. If you think about it, everything that is and was is energy or has some type of life form to it. So like I said, that's why it's so important for you to understand the power of your mind. You know, mind power is obviously directing your thoughts. So that's what I want to kind of touch today, is the importance of how to control your energy when it increases and decreases with the things that happen to you or the things that you experience. So, for example, everything that you experience, like let's say if you got into a really bad car accident, that became an experience. You know, everything that you saw, everything that you heard, everything that you felt, everything that you smelled, or even tasted, if you tasted something, will begin to shape or has somehow shaped your body, your mind, and your spirit. And that's why, like I said, it is so important to understand that there's two things here. Hate, and then there's love. So let's think of it like this. Positive, and then there's negative, okay? So, when you realize that these two things, like hate and love, like the way that we're feeling, if we have hate towards something or hate towards someone, you understand that it's like negative energy, you know? It's just negative energy. And when you truly empower, motivate, and love someone, that is love. So that's how I'm going to just kind of put it to you with positive and negative energy. Obviously, the positive is love, and obviously, hate is negative. So when you begin this hate, let's say in your heart, towards any feelings that ever happened into your life, like if you hold on to that, that is what is going to grow back out of your life. You know, like I said before, what you give power to has power over you. So if there's something that you just can't seem to let go of the past, I'm here to tell you that your life is not what you're going to expect. You're always going to fail. You're always going to, you know, find yourself stuck and find yourself sick and tired all the time of no results, of no changes, because everything begins with your mindset. When you begin to change your mindset, like embracing these things and these feelings and everything that you went through, when you embrace the past and the present, your whole life begins to change. Everything. So like, for example, you know, when I just had my baby, you know, my body went through a lot of different things. I had a C-section. I had a C-section with all of them. So you can only imagine how difficult it was. But, you know, after having my baby, I obviously began to feel some type of way about everything. You know, even with my towards my children, I felt like, man, I feel like such a crappy mother because I can't make time for them. Like, or I feel like, you know, I'm not good enough because I can't even get out of my bed with how much I'm hurting. And, you know, at times I even doubted my worth, doubted who I was, because I wasn't thinking positive, because I was allowing all of these negative things. And it's okay. It's okay. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm not saying that I was a negative or that I am a negative person. It's just sometimes we focus on the wrong things instead of the right things. You know, we choose to focus on the bad things that someone is doing in our life than the good things, you know. And sometimes that is where our biggest thing is not realizing what we have done wrong or our actions, you know, like how the way that I feel, like why am I feeling this way? Well, like I said, everything begins with your thoughts. So when I began to feel this way, because of my knowledge of energy and of you know, the mind, the power of the mind and things like that, I realized that the way that what I was feeling was not who I was. The way that I was feeling was describing something out of me. Something out of me that pointed out to me where I needed fixing, where I needed healing. So, you know, like I remember there had been many times where, like I said, I was like, I felt like I couldn't even cook. I felt like I wasn't my full self. Like I felt like I was not good enough. And it began to mess with me. It began to mess with me in every way you can think of, because I started to have fear. And I think that was the biggest thing, you know, and that's why I brought up the situation about my fathers, you know, and how much that impacted me, because that has always been a big fear of mine, to lose someone that matters to me. Like, you know, for example, my husband, you know, obviously my body changed, you know, and of course it's people that could look better or worse than me or whatever. But, you know, as a woman, you're going to have these things like, oh, you know, I remember when my body felt good. Now I'm all, you know, like when you breastfeed, obviously your body is just not the same and things like that. So all of those things began to kind of mess with who I was and who I, like, who I believed I was or whatever, you know. So what happened as I began to feel this way? I began to get consumed by this negative energy, and I was also putting it out and attracting it back into my life. So what does that mean? That means everything that is negative in my life was beginning to come my way in every direction. And, you know, this is life. This is life. It wasn't just before or after postpartum. I mean, literally, this is life. You're going to always face, you know, crazy situations. And that's where you have to come to a point. Okay, I have the power to react or not react, to choose to let it get to me or not. You have the power. And you also have the power to say no. To say no to things. You have the power to say, no, that's gonna mess with my energy. I rather choose me first. I'd rather put me first than, you know, feeding all this negative energy and stuff like that. So, you know, according to teamiblends.com, there are so many ways to increase your energy levels. And like I said, how to understand energy. Well, we all know that energy comes from the sun. That's obviously the primary source of energy. But everything that you experience, everything that you see, hear, feel, smell, or taste will shape our mind. It will shape everything that is us. Everything. And if you think about it, everything in life, no, everything that has life has energy. And there's obviously positive and there's obviously negative. And it's up to you to cultivate. That means to vibrate. That means to, like, attract, to pull that good energy or that bad energy. It's up to you. The choice is up to you. You matter. You are unique. You have a calling. Don't let anybody or anything or any negative thing come in the way of your own happiness. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is you. You need to break free from your pain, from your past. You need to, you know, let go of all the negative things and people that don't belong in your life. Why? Because it is important. Because you need to, like, the universe, the way that the universe works, like I said, it's like the way that everything works is like a network. Think of it like that. We are all a network of neurons and hormones and neurotransmitters. So, like, what we communicate or do will determine what's gonna come back to us, you know, and that's just the way that it works, you know. So obviously, you have to understand your energy levels. And the best thing that I'm gonna tell you is like this. Our negative emotions can create a nervous system chaos. But positive emotions can do the opposite. Did you know that? Did you know that positive emotions can increase the brain's ability to make good decisions? Did you know that you can boost your immune system by focusing on positive emotions? Did you know that positive emotions create psychological benefits in your body? Did you know that in any type of fetal development, the heart forms and starts beating before the brain begins to develop? Did you know that the human's heart magnetic field can be measured several feet away from the body? It is crazy. And that is energy. Energy is everything. Everything, like I said, that you feel, everything you hear, everything you go through, everything you smell, everything that you taste is a part of you. That's why you have to choose wisely on the things that you do or the people that you, you know, choose to hang out with, because it will shape you some type of way, you know, and it will guide you to your purpose or to your, I don't know what's the word to say, but to, it will guide you either the right direction or the wrong direction. That's why it's so important that you put yourself first and you say, what satisfies my heart and soul? What brings me peace? You know, so, you know, after I had the baby, you know, like I said, I was going through so many emotions, and I began to kind of think, like, why am I feeling this way? What is causing me to think this way? Is it this that I went through? Is it that I went through? And I began to realize things from a different point of view. I realized that there was a lot of things that I had allowed. There's a lot of things that I just kind of put to the side and didn't pay attention to, but it eventually was affecting my energy. And, you know, like I love to meditate and I love to work out. I love to paint. I love photography. And obviously after I had the baby, I didn't have that much time for things like that anymore. So even those little things, I began to like not even care about anymore, because it just felt like it didn't make no sense for me. Like, you know, if I'm feeling down, who am I to go and try to plant a seed in someone? I'm going to be planting a negative seed in that person. That's why it is so important that you heal yourself first so you can heal others. You know, but obviously I'm not perfect. Obviously I'm going through a lot of things. Obviously, like, you know, life ain't always perfect. But it is up to me to decide if I'm going to be happy or if I'm going to be sad. It is up to me to decide who and what I allow into my space to protect my energy. It's up to me. And, you know, sometimes that is probably one of the hardest things to do, is letting go. Letting go, obviously, it considers too much. It's obviously a lot of negative energy that comes to you. You know, all these negative things and emotions that you just don't want to deal with. So you kind of just brush it aside, you know. And like I said, it becomes to where you are this person and you're like 40 or 50 years old and you realize that you were a certain way all of your life because either someone hurt you or because you allowed yourself to be stuck in that same place. So I honestly hope and I pray that with today's episode, you begin to change your mindset, because what you put into the universe will attract back to you. You know, and obviously, once you realize your energy levels, your mindset is going to be more aware of what benefits you and what doesn't. So when you like pay attention, like obviously pay attention to like how your energy increases or decreases when you're around certain things or people, because that is a part of you. You know, I know a lot of people that, like, let's say, for example, they're very spiritual in their journey, whether if, let's say, they're religious or not or whatever. You know, some people really can't do certain things because they feel like is not what they're supposed to be doing. But like, for example, like me, I am, you know, I was brought up in a Christian home, and obviously like the word meditation and yoga kind of sounds a little like because for some reason people think that this is not Christian-like. And the truth is, when I began to meditate, when I began to change my mindset, and when I began to embrace, I'm going to say that again, embrace my life, that means, hey, let me do these dishes without complaining. that means, hey, let me do this without, you know, bothering anybody. Just let me just do this for me. You know, when I began to change my victim mentality, like, let's say, oh, why is this happening to me? Instead to, this is happening for me. My life began to change. My life began to change. Oh, and honestly, literally, like, I'm so happy. I am in peace. I live freely because I no longer have to think about anybody else but my own happiness. I obviously began to do things that I needed to do. Like, I think earlier I mentioned teamiblends.com. And according to them, here's some ways that you can increase your energy levels. Like, you want to eat iron-rich foods. You want to take a walk or do something new. Do something, just something good for your soul. You know, you obviously want to boost your B vitamins. Take naps if you have to. Obviously, get enough sleep. Find healthy and outlets. You know, like, find healthy outlets for yourself. Like, let's say for your stress or things like that you're going through, any pain or whatever you're going through. Find something that is going to help you overcome that, like meditation or praying or journaling or reading or blogging. Or like me, I love photography. I love to paint. I love to speak. And this for me has been such a great thing for me, because this is a way that I can like let go of everything that I'm going through. This is a way that I can say, oh, I feel better. You know, like I let my feelings go, or I talked about this or blah, blah, blah. And like I said, I found something that I love to do, and that's why I'm doing it, because I realized, but you see, the difference between me and most people is that when I'm going through something, I realize that it's not just me going through it. Is me and thousands and millions of other people out there that feel the way that I feel. There is pain in a lot of us, in all of us. But let that pain empower you. I'm going to say it again. Let your pain empower you to live your life to your fullest potential, because you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve to say no sometimes. You deserve to, you know, like, keep your, you know, like, to protect your space. You deserve to say, hey, you know, I'd rather not eat that pizza. I'd rather just not. It's okay. Now, be mindful, obviously. Be mindful of everything that's around you. And when you are mindful, you realize that you let go of judgment. You let go of judgment. You just become more aware of what is for you and what is not. You know, and honestly, like I said, to me, this was such a really big, important episode, because I had to go through a lot of things on my own for a long time. For many years, I felt like I didn't really have, like, people who really understood me, you know. And now that I have someone who accepts me for all that I am and all that I will be, is great. So I definitely recommend that you find people who love you for you, who inspire you. Like, that's the point of this podcast. If this somehow inspires you some type of way, I'm so happy. I'm so happy, because I know that you're going to be great. I know that you are so unique and you are enough. I know that. I know that you are beautiful and you're a beautiful person, and that there's a flower inside of you just waiting to bloom, waiting to just burst out of that crazy shit that has been through. You know, you are literally the caterpillar waiting to become the butterfly. And talking about that, I'm so excited because I'm working on my Blooming Into a Better You course. And I'm so excited because I'm going to be doing a lot of like meditation and yoga and videos and things like that. And it's obviously a course. So the way that it's going to come is going to be like a workbook for you guys to do at home. And, you know, you're going to do some reading and you're also going to practice how to do simple meditation and simple yoga to, like, you know, give you the life and business that you love and deserve. Because, like I said, your body, your mind, and your spirit is what's important. You know, so when you put those three things first into your life, hey, I'm going to understand that my mind is everything. And I'm also going to understand that my body is everything and my spirit is everything. When you realize these three things and how important they are to your life, everything will soon begin to change for you. Everything. And I'm so sorry, you know, that I've been talking, for I don't even know how long. But I'm just, 26 minutes. I am just so amazed with how long people really hold on to something. Some things that just don't need to be there. It's like literally these are blockages from you doing way more or receiving more blessings into your life. Like I was that. And I probably will continue to be like that in some ways. You know, like I said, I'm still learning as I go. But when you realize your worth, there's certain things that you're just not gonna feed anymore because it's just not good for you. That's why, like I said, it's so important the energy that you cultivate, because even the things that we eat have a huge impact on how our body's going to process it. Everything, you know, it's the, like I said, it's everything, you know. So how can we cultivate and attract higher and better vibrations? Like I mentioned, you can do things that are going to benefit your mind, like meditating, praying, working out, going to take a walk, absorbing your feet on the grass, painting, work on all of these beautiful things that are out there waiting for you. Because when you do that, you begin to open new doors for your life. And I mean positive ones, not crazy ones. But you, like the way that you think when you are doing something, the way that you think has a huge impact. So my friend, I pray and I hope that you find peace in all of your chaos. I hope and I pray that as you listen to this message that I'm giving to you today, I pray that you will be healed and that you realize that all of the answers are already within you. When you realize that you have the power to your emotions, to everything that makes you and creates you, you will realize how beautiful life really is. You know, to think of it that we all like came from nothing and there is a sun out there that gives energy to everything that is around us, everything. When you go that deep, you realize how unique we all are and how rare we are. They don't make them like us anymore. So obviously, and I say obviously a lot, but really, I want you to envision yourself living the life that you were called to do. Like living your life to your fullest potential. I honestly pray that whatever you are going through, I pray that you can find and you can match the frequency waves that are aligned to your purpose. So I think that's it for today, guys. I know I talked a lot. I probably talked more than ever, or I don't know, but I'm so excited to have you guys here with me. I love y'all very much, and I hope that y'all have a wonderful day, a wonderful Tuesday. So sip, sip, sip. Chat up with me later. I love you guys so much. My children are calling me. I got to go. Love y'all. Say bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.